Well, the Jacksonville Humane Society has been able to keep operations going by fostering out animals and holding virtual fundraisers. Other local animal care facilities are struggling to adapt to the effects of COVID-19. The Humane Society is fostering out 70% of its animals, but Sylvia Schiller with Froggy's Cat Rescue on the West Side says she's down to just a few available foster homes because people don't want to take on cats right now.
We just get requests all the time, especially newborns. It's hard to turn away and say no, but I mean, I have nowhere to put them.
The Wildlife Coalition of Northeast Florida is in a similar boat. It takes in more than 2,000 injured raccoons, turtles, and other wild animals annually. Founder Barbara Tidwell says people are noticing injured animals more than ever, but it's hard to get them to bring them to the center, and it's hard to find funding to care for them.
People don't have money because they've lost their jobs.
Amid the uncertainty, the Wildlife Coalition is delaying plans to build an educational center at a park in Arlington. Sky LeBron, 89.9 WJCT News.